Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still working on it.
And thank God he's still here. Yeah. And we're so honored today to be with Supervisor Judy Bosworth of the Town of North Hempstead. Talking about everything. And which you said earlier, I mean, one of the reasons Project Independent exists is because of Judy. But we were talking recycling, okay, and the importance of it. And there's a brochure that's going to be coming out. But we always say this on the program. Call 311. If you have a question about something, and if 311 doesn't have the answer, if the operator doesn't have the answer, they get the answer. Within 24 hours, you hear from somebody. And if you're going to bother doing something, doing it 90% doesn't make sense because you didn't do anything. You got to do it 100% and don't bother. And here's a statistic, which I've said many times. In 1970, 250 million gallons of water was sold in plastic bottles. In 2015, it was 10 billion.
Oh, my.
Where's the plastic? I mean, so you don't realize the amount. I mean, it's every place you go. I mean, 20 years ago, if you went to a meeting, you had a glass of water if you wanted it. Now you go to a meeting, everything is set up with plastic bottles, and you take a sip and they're throwing them away, and you take another sip.
Yes, I'm looking at this table.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm agreeing with you. I finished my water, though. But, you know, and then in my office, without exaggeration, when I moved into this new office a couple of years ago, they were using plastic bottles. I said, we got to stop this. So I bought glasses and pitchers, you know, and one of the guys says, what are we going to do with the glasses? We don't have a dishwasher. Oh, my God, it's a glass of water, and we don't have a dishwasher. So then they wound up getting that Poland Spring
dispenser.
Fountain, which, okay, right. It's somewhere in the middle. Right. But reality is we're very spoiled. We don't have a dishwasher for a glass that you drink water out of. Oy.
Well, we got a new refrigerator about a year ago, and it has the ability to hit a button and get water.
And,
right.
It, filters, okay. And it filters the
and
water.
And it's very cold, and it's great.
So right.
Why, you right. know? Right. Maybe for convenience, you might have a bottle, but you really don't need it in your own kitchen.
Right. No, I agree, 100%.
Yeah. So, but when we were talking about the recycling, Otto, you know, you were talking about something about a video, and so that was really so prescient because we actually had a meeting, Dina DiGiorgio and I and Robert Lang had a meeting with Residents Forward. So that used to be the Port Washington Residents for More Beautiful Port Washington. And so we were talking about you know, different things about recycling. And so someone actually suggested, because we spoke about the brochure, you know, what about a video? And we thought that was a phenomenal idea to, and maybe, you know, have some kids, you know, take, participate in it. Because it's one thing to read about it, and the pictures are great, but it would be wonderful to have a little video that people could watch online showing someone recycling correctly, the do's, and then someone's recycling incorrectly, the don'ts. Because, you know, as they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
I would love to see like some sort of a video about or even visit a place where the recycling goes to and what happens there. And when there's a jar with peanut butter in it, what do they have to go through? You know, what are the end results of all of these actions that we take place?
So I think we need to arrange for you to have a visit to our transfer station.
I wouldn't mind
okay.
that.
Well, okay. We'll set it up.
Serious. You okay. know, it'd yeah. be interesting to see
absolutely.
Where does it all go?
Absolutely.
And what do you put people through if you do it wrong?
Right. And that's the most important thing. What we're talking about, just in reference to this one segment, so to speak, is take the credit for doing a good thing, but do it right. Because you do it half the way, it's like, guess what, there's nothing.
Absolutely.
It's like anything you do in life. If you do it halfway, you know, it doesn't make sense. Why bother? Just throw it in the regular garbage and don't waste anybody's time.
Do it right or don't do it.
But nevertheless, we're going to go to, we're going to keep going. But actually, we were talking reference to this, excuse me, and then you mentioned Port Washington.
Yes.
There's a dock there, right?
There is a dock.
We have a new, no, it's a new dock.
Yes.
Okay.
It's beautiful. So it's a new dock. It's actually going to be used by our boaters who use non-motorized boats, as well as some of the crew teams that make use of that waterway.
Okay. I mean, I heard about it, but yeah, I mean, I don't live in Port. I live in Great Neck, and that's why I said,
well,
I
it's didn't at understand. North Hempstead Beach Park.
No, I understand that.
So,
part
and it is for everybody in the town. And it is, you know, we're really doing making quite an effort to revitalize North Hempstead Beach Park. You know, we have a whole plan, you know, master plan now.
Right, all
beautiful.
Right. We're going to get to that master plan.
Yeah,
you know
what?
Just from my ignorance, to be honest with you,
yeah.
When you
yeah.
said a Port Washington dock,
yeah,
I really thought you meant in Port Washington, like by Louis and all those places.
No. It's at North Washington.
It's
no,
part
no,
of
no.
the beach.
It's part of the beach.
Okay.
There
it's,
is a dock by Louis, right?
Yeah, no, I understood yeah. that. That's why I was confused.
Right.
I didn't realize
well, there's
this
the town
is part of the
dock.
Visioning. Okay.
Okay, and that's a different project, and
right.
that will be, in fact, worked on. We got money from FEMA because of the damage there. Because of Superstorm Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's in the process of happening. It takes such a long time.
Oh,
we need permits from the Army Corps of Engineers and from the DEC, but we're at the point where we're moving forward. Part of that project is actually dredging water there because the silt has really built up.
Okay.
But we have to do what has been prescribed through our application to FEMA. So
there's a little walking area there too.
There is.
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I've used naturally.
Yep. Well,
oh no, I should be the face of North Hempstead.
Well,
there's
I'm like
no
a park rat.
And earlier you were talking. Otto was actually drafted into the Navy, but I know we have a tremendous, you know, Veterans Committee, and we have the van and everything else, which you're very proud of, at Clinton G. Martin. But go into that for a minute, because that is
so
a biggie.
Then
Otto will tell us why he got drafted into the Navy when everybody else got drafted into the Army.
Because it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Navy. That's how it worked. I'm not exaggerating.
I thought because they knew you could stay above water, Otto. <Yeah. laughs>
So I was the 10th one.
Oh, every 10th went to the Navy.
Exactly.
Wow.
I had no
only
idea.
At that time. They never really drafted into the Navy otherwise.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. That's incredible. So we do, you know, John, thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, yeah, that's an important one.
We have a very active Veterans Advisory Committee, and they've done amazing things in terms of bringing donated goods to the Northport VA Hospital. This year we actually brought more than 200 boxes of donated new things to them. And we've also partnered with schools. So included in these donations are letters and cards from many of our school students, so that the veteran not only gets the contribution, but they also get a card from a student saying, thank you for your sacrifice, thank you for your service, because we need to make sure that our young people understand the sacrifices that have been made by our veterans, that are continuing to be made, and that it's something that needs to be acknowledged. And, you know, they're going to be the new generation, and we need to, and it's just great to know that they already understand the importance of acknowledging what our veterans have done. And, you know,
are there many younger veterans in the hospitals, you know, like from recent wars, or is it mainly,
you know,
go back?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know. I think it's mostly the older veterans,
right?
But certainly you know, the older veterans are there for the long haul.
Right.
And so the younger veterans, if they're there, it's to be for whatever.
Rehabilitated.
Exactly.
Fixed, if you will, repaired.
whatever they need.
Yeah.
Anything you read about Northport, it's an older facility.
Yeah.
Not an older facility. I mean, the clientele, the patients there.
Right.
So one of the things that we realize is, as our veterans are getting older, and the committee realized, is that it's a very long trek to Northport VA Hospital. And as our veterans are aging, it becomes more and more difficult for them to get out to Northport VA.
Right.
And so we have been talking for some time about the fact that there's a need for a community-based outpatient clinic in North Hempstead. We have a lot. We're honored that we have a large number of veterans in our communities, but we wanted to see what we could do for them. And so our committee has been advocating for this for the longest time. They wrote letters. They had got thousands of signatures on petitions, and they went to Senator Schumer and Senator Gillibrand and Congressman Swazi and Congresswoman Rice, who were really advocates for us. And as a matter of fact, Senator Schumer came to North Hempstead Beach Park during the summer and did a press conference there, saying that a community-based outpatient clinic is something that he totally supports. But here was the new twist to it, that until we get that, he's going to make sure that we get a medical van
right.
to come to North Hempstead. And so as a result of all of this, and I this is something we should all be so proud of, North Hempstead now has a community-based outpatient van. We have the Northport VA van that comes to Clinton G. Martin Park 3 days a week. Monday is for physical therapy. Wednesday is for podiatry. Thursday is for primary care. And it really is bringing these services right to our own backyard. And it's something that
it's amazing.
Yeah, it is just
And you're calling
amazing.
It the veterans van, but just, I mean, I've seen it. It's huge.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, yeah. It's a walk-in. You're going to get up the stairs. You're going to have an office. You could sit down and talk to the doctor.
There's a doctor there. There's a nurse there. They disperse equipment if you need. I was there when someone needed a new walker, but it wasn't just a walker. It was one of these mobile walkers. It has a seat. It has a this. It's like a home away from home.
Wheels, no wheels, yeah, whatever.
At no charge to the veteran.
Right.
So, you know, these are services that are so important. We're also advocating that they have audiometry service there as well,
okay,
because so many people are in need of hearing aids. Well, there you go.
I'm one of them.
All right. And so for those, you know, who qualify in terms of income, then they get hearing aids for free.
Is that there now?
It's not there
That's
now.
That's one of the targets. But like, okay.
They don't have the service there, but you can go and speak to somebody about it, and they'd be able to help you with it.
I bowl with Al Piscatelli.
Yes.
And we talk about him and I about promoting the fact that that's got to be used, because if it's not used, it's going to go away.
That's
and
right.
Then all future ideas are going to go away for having a full-time facility.
Exactly. So so
you know, Al and I have talked a little bit about how do you get the word out among American Legions and VFWs and whatever's, you know, to make sure that they're all aware of it.
So we've certainly been in touch with them. And
right.
We have huge signs, you know, throughout the town about it.
Right.
I actually brought a flyer.
That's why.
You know, we have, you know, made flyers. We distribute them. But you're quite right. Our veterans need to use it. I know, you know, Al is a great advocate for it. You know, Matt Falcone will talk about going there and getting his flu shot. And that's the Thursday primary care. Get your flu shot. Any service that you need,
right,
you can get there. And you're right. It's a van sounds like it's a little van. It's just like huge,
it's a huge
bus.
Thing.
It has X-ray equipment. It has all kinds of there's examining rooms.
Right.
It's really like a little mobile hospital.
You know, we have to take a break, but we're going to do it when we come back. We're going to continue with this because there's still more phone numbers and stuff to be given out. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
You know,